It's Tuesday, the 5th of June. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, two Big 12 schools and one future Big 12 school won regional baseball titles last night. The TCU Horned Frogs got the attention of their new conference, and they did it the hard way, but an impressive way, as they won four in a row and won the College Station Regional with a 7-4 win over Ole Miss last night in the championship game at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. After losing to the Rebels in their tournament opener on Friday, the Horned Frogs strung together wins over Dayton, then Texas A&M, and then they beat Ole Miss twice, and they'll head to Los Angeles to meet UCLA in a best-of-three Super Regional for a spot in the College World Series. If TCU does win that, it will be their second trip to Omaha in the last 3 years. And the Baylor Bears did it the same way, won four in a row to win their regional in Waco with an 8-2 win over Dallas Baptist last night. Baylor will host Arkansas in the Super Regional this weekend. Also last night, Oklahoma got two wins on the day over Appalachian State to win the Charlottesville Regional. OU will travel to Columbia to take on two-time College World Series champion South Carolina in the Super Regional. In Raleigh, North Carolina State beat Vanderbilt 9-7 and will play at Florida in Gainesville in the Super Regional. And finally, the Stony Brook Seawolves of the American East Conference beat Central Florida 10-6, and they're going to go play LSU and Baton Rouge in that Super. The other Super Regional matchups will have Kent State at Oregon, Stanford at Florida State, and St. John's at Arizona. There's 16 left. 8 will go to Omaha. Well, Texas A&M junior outfielder Tyler Naquin and junior pitcher Michael Wacha had a great day yesterday, both selected in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft. Naquin was the 15th overall pick by the Cleveland Indians, and Wacha was chosen four picks later by the world champion St. Louis Cardinals. Wacha's the second Aggie pitcher in the last three drafts to be selected in the first round. Barrett Lautz was taken 6th overall by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2010. The only other Aggie teammates to go in the first round during the same year were Jeff Granger and Kelly Winch in 1993. Now, A&M pitcher Ross Stripling will likely hear his name called today when rounds 2 through 10 happen. Also, Aggie seniors Jacob House and Scott Arthur could get a call, as well as underclassmen Mikey Reynolds and Matt Yingle and Cray Bratson. A&M anticipates that their top signee, Nick Williams, out of Galveston Ball, will be selected. Williams is a slugger and outfielder who was ranked as high as 41st in the nation as a draft prospect. Some analysts thought that he might be picked up by the Rangers in the first round, but they went with Florida high school outfielder Lewis Brinson. The Houston Astros used the first overall pick in the draft to choose Puerto Rico's Carlos Correa, who's 17 years old. One more comment from Coach Rob Childress after the season ended for the Aggies on Sunday, and he talked about next year and the prospects.
We've got to continue to grow and improve as a program. We'll be playing a very challenging schedule next year. In the preseason, you'll have the Minute Maid Classic. You'll have Fullerton and Pepperdine, and then 10 weeks of you know, the SEC. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a good class signed, and, you know, hopefully in the next 3 days we'll find out how good it really is. And, you know, moving it up, you know, a month, July 15th, you know, we'll know a little bit sooner and maybe can make some adjustments from that point on. But I feel like we've got a chance to be very talented next year. We're going to be young, and that's not an excuse. We're going to have talent. We're going to have expectation.
So are you ready for some Aggie football, SEC style? Five Aggies earned preseason All-Southeastern Conference honors in the 66th annual Birmingham News Spring Football Preview, which is determined by a vote of the 14 Media Relations Director. Named to the first team were senior wide receiver Ryan Swope and senior linebacker Sean Porter, while junior offensive tackle Luke Jokel and senior running back Christian Michael received second team accolades on the prestigious honor team. In the best of the SEC category, Porter was ranked the conference's second-best linebacker behind Georgia's Jarvis Jones, and senior Dustin Harris, the number two kick returner behind LSU's Tyrann Mathieu. The newspaper also projected the 2012 season's overall strength in the SEC and the Western Division. A&M, which begins its first season in the Southeastern Conference, was rated number 8 overall in the conference and number 5 in the divisional ranking. Kevin Durant scored 27 points last night as the Oklahoma City Thunder topped the San Antonio Spurs 108-103 in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Russell Westbrook added 23 points for the Thunder, who take a 3-2 lead. Manu Ginobili led the Spurs with 34 points. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder can wrap it up. A Big 12 team is one win away from the Women's College World Series title. Oklahoma beat Alabama 4-1 last night to win the first of a best-of-three championship series in that Oklahoma City Softball Championship. Game 2 will be tonight. And the Brazos Valley Bombers have started their season. They're 2-1 after beating Victoria 6-4 last night. They finished the season opening road trip tonight in Victoria, and they'll host the Acadiana Cane Cutters tomorrow night in the home opener at American Momentum Bank Ballpark. The L.A. Kings are bullying their way through the Stanley Cup Finals and now need just one victory to secure their first NHL championship in their 45-year history. The 8-seeded Kings mowed down the New Jersey Devils 4-0 to take a 3-0 lead in the best-of-7 Stanley Cup. The Kings can wrap it up with a victory at home on Wednesday night. And NASCAR has suspended Kurt Busch for 1 week for verbally abusing a media member. NASCAR says that Busch's behavior after Saturday's Nationwide Series race at Dover was in violation of his probation. Busch was fined $50,000 by NASCAR last month and placed on probation through July 25th for reckless driving on pit road at Darlington and a post-race altercation with Ryan Newman's crew members. That probation has now been extended through the end of the year. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.